JJ, what did you see on the play when Clowney jumped off sides?
What do you mean? I mean, jumped off sides, right? What do you, I mean, it was pretty, yeah. I think we all saw the same thing. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I mean, we all saw the exact same thing.
Bill, what did you think of the crowd booing with about 4.5 minutes left to play?
What's that?
What did you think about the crowd booing after a play call with about 4.5 minutes left to play?
Nothing. I'm so focused on calling the game. I'm not thinking about the crowd. You know, I love the Houston fans, but I'm trying to do as good a job as I can for the team, which wasn't good enough today.
Bill,
is that the best question? I mean, we've got to have better questions than that.
He just couldn't let it.
I love it.
He just couldn't leave it alone.
I love it.
He
I love
had
it.
Had to hop in there at the end.
Okay, we're going to get to a sterling rendition of I Think I Know I Fear post Texans lose to the Colts rendition. But let's.
I really think this is a low point.
No. We never talk fantasy football. I think this.
But you don't play. That's why I'm weirded out by you. By you talking about.
You know, he was one of the original.
I do follow football.
I just feel like now that it's hot. Now that it's the
show. Up,
now that
you know,
it's the
I watch the occasional game.
Now that we're in that. Now that we're in crunch time, I just feel like you're trying to get in the mix. Man.
No. I feel like I was actually referred. This question was referred to me because I am an expert in football stuff. By someone here. Let me lay it out. All right,
I'm ready.
I think you're going to like this. I think it's a legitimate good question. You're in a fantasy football playoff game.
Okay.
Here's the key part: with one of your superiors at work,
kick their ass.
Hold on.
Get the dub.
It's a work league. It's not your buddy league. It's a work league. You're in a fantasy football game.
Uh huh.
Playoff game.
Playoffs.
With one of your superiors at work.
Yeah.
He
playoffs
has no players going tonight. You have two players going tonight.
Okay.
You're winning by 3 points.
Oh, you bench them all. You bench them all.
Do you bench those players,
yes,
thereby guaranteeing a win, but at the same time, in a work-related playoff game with your boss, you're a total prick?
No, you always solidify the win. It doesn't matter because if it's a receiver, he could catch the ball and then fumble, and then he's in the minus,
right?
And then the kicker gets nothing, and you're screwed. So yeah, you always solidify the W. So just bench your players and take the dub.
Under normal circumstances, I would agree 100%. But this is one of those.
It's not a prick. That's smart.
It's smart with your buddies or just in general. If this was real, football,
no.
But this is a work that you were invited to.
So what is
that? And you're playing one of your bosses.
So you play different. You try to win regardless.
So
that's
what?
The beauty of fantasy football. Is you win regardless.
I see what's going on. Tell you what. Okay. So what would John Lopez do?
Oh, I'd bench him.
No, I'm playing.
I'd bench him. I'm just saying that's a little bit of a sticky situation.
No,
what's
just
sticky
bench
about?
Him and get the dub.
So you don't even know half these people, and they're all going to okay. That's the guy that was a real jerk.
No, they're going to say that's the guy that's in the semifinals next year.
I was going to say. I mean, what? Because I'm supposed to kowtow to my boss because I don't want to lose to you because I might lose to you in fantasy.
All right, let me personalize this, and maybe you'll at least think about your answer.
Who are the
more.
Players, though?
What do you mean?
I mean, I wonder who's
going.
Who are
the two players he's still got going?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Let me,
a wide receiver or stud or something like that, just let him go.
Let me personalize this.
I'm still benching.
Let's use that exact same scenario.
Here at work.
Landry, you're the guy. You're my buddy, and you're playing Sarah Frazier.
Okay, I'm going to whoop her ass and talk trash to her, and she's going to laugh about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's not a little stickier when you actually think about it like that?
No.
Why?
What do you think Sarah's going to do to me?
What can she do to you?
Well,
all right.
Anyway, okay. Good to know. Yeah, I'm out for blood. So
I would too, to be honest. But I think you know this guy was clearly a little bit like.
Is he?
Maybe it's a bad relationship with that boss. We don't know all the details. You know what I mean?
No, I know the detail. The only detail that is to know
is that
you're in a fantasy football league with your boss. Okay.
Playoff game.
Yeah. No. That was. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you might want to. I'd watch that guy if I was you, but that's just me.
Beat my boss twice last year. Ended up getting laid off. First text I see.
Yeah, because I'm sure you winning fantasy football is the reason why you got laid off. Just a
yeah,
suggestion.
Let's be honest.
Just a suggestion there. So, anyway, all right. I think I know. I fear. Here we go. I think I like angry B.O.B. better than winning B.O.B.
Oh, that's good.
I love it.
He's more fun for us.
Oh, is that the best question you guys got? Yeah. That is fantastic. Give me angry B.O.B. all day, day.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I, you know what? I think I do, too. That's not my think. What's your think?
I think that the Texans just need to show up on Saturday and you'll beat the Jets. Don't worry about it. Just show up, get the dub, win the division, the end. It's okay. We can move on. Start a new win streak. Go get them, Texans.
Show up and get the W. Okay, well, that's one way of looking at it.
I think the Texans cornerbacks have been exposed. A weak spot among the Texan cornerbacks has been exposed. Mm-hmm. And when you go looking forward, you know, facing fast receivers that have a good tight end complement, that's a little scary.
Right. No, they yesterday was not their best work. They're certainly, was the case yesterday. Okay, I know this offense is going to have to get more creative and put up more points if they're going to make any noise come playoff time. You are not going to win a playoff game scoring 21 points, because the Roethlisbergers of the world, the Philip Rivers of the world, the Mahomes, the Bradys, mm-hmm. You saw it yesterday. And again, here's the other part of it. You probably won't be playing them at home. You'll probably be playing them at their place outside of that first playoff game. But even still, would you feel comfortable with Philip Rivers coming to town? Ben Roethlisberger coming to town?
No.
I tell you what, and I heard them, Texans All Access, let's say the Colts win out and they come to town again. Then what?
Yeah.
That's push.
I'm ready.
No, are you?
Because that's the thing. Like, the Texans are going to make the playoffs. That doesn't preclude the Colts from making the playoffs also.
If you had to play the Colts a third time, mm-hmm. I mean, I'd give them a slight advantage.
Right.
I know that I jumped the gun by crowning Deshaun Watson before the season the best quarterback in the AFC South. I slept on Andrew Luck's health. I overreacted to what I saw 6 games last year, and I now know that Andrew Luck, not Deshaun Watson, is the best quarterback in this division. That's not to say that Watson would eventually be that guy, but as we sit right now, Andrew Luck is by far the best quarterback in the AFC South.
Mine is directly correlated to yours, Landry. I know that this is the Texans offense. I said that a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, that you know, it's kind of hard once you're 7, 8, 9 weeks into a season to all of a sudden flip a switch and become this, you know, offensive juggernaut. And I get that they've scored some points here and there, but, you know, they've been reliant on defense and some other things that and Hopkins and stuff. But this is the offense you're going to get. This is it. There's no more. There's 3 games left, man. You know, how much? I know you want to turn it on for the postseason, but odds are you're not going to.
No, and you're right, and that's the scary part about it. And that's where the demise of this, or that's where the unlucky part of this whole, you know, run first, 2 tight ends, and make plays off of that. That's one of the Achilles heel of it, if you will. I fear that the 9-game win streak is going to be the highlight of the year.
Oh, that's another good one. You're on a roll today.
Mine is
Real fear.
Mine is along those same lines. I fear, and we talked about this last week. We heard Deshaun Watson talk about it. We heard Nuke Hopkins talk about it. We've heard B.O.B. talk about it. I fear that we are not going to see the Texans play a complete game all of 2018. We haven't seen them gelling perfectly on defense and offense and special teams at the same time. I fear that we're not going to see that at all in 2018.
That was kind of like my I know. It ties in with my I know. This is what they are on offense, man. I fear the Chargers more than the Ravens. I know that's not the popular opinion, but maybe it's because I'm a little with the recency bias.
Did you just go, nobody's talking about?
Yeah, I kind of feel like that is the popular opinion.
I was going to say, I feel like that is.
He just said he fears the Ravens more than the Chargers.
Well, I mean, I do.
Yeah, but that's not the popular opinion. Fred has the not popular opinion. You have the popular opinion.
Okay, well, maybe I was mistaken.
Nobody's talking about guys.
Nobody's talking about the San Diego Charger team. Ravens are tough, though.
You know what? Nobody's talking about Pat Mahomes. That guy is something good.
That dude.
Where'd he go to school?
See him? Good night.
Hey, no look. He was working on a triple-double yesterday.
Oh, that no-look pass?
Yeah. No-look pass.
What about that rollout on 4th down?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Tyreek Kill.
You talk about a rocket. I mean,
nobody's talking about his arm strength.
Nobody's talking about how he can throw across his body 45 yards downfield on a 4th and 9. How about nobody's talking about that play call on 4th and 3 for the touchdown? See, that's the kind of stuff right there. Why can't B.O.B. do some more of that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm telling you, I don't understand
why he can't get more creative. This team's got, you got three tight ends who have become legit all of a sudden.
Right.
Ryan Griffin is suddenly a viable tight end in the last 3 weeks. Jordan Akins is starting to show why you drafted him with one of your 17 third round picks last year. Mm-hmm. Jordan Thomas has been doing this for the last 10 weeks. Okay. You got three tight ends who could be pseudo slot guys, mm-hmm. but you stick Joe Webb out there who hasn't played receiver since what? Minnesota?
Yeah.
A decade ago? And that's the guy you go with in the slot? That's what, I tell you what, that's what's going to get these Texans beat. Like I said, I don't blame the defense. Yeah, it wasn't their best day yesterday. And yeah, they didn't do a great job of getting pressure on Andrew Luck. And when they did finally put a little pressure on him, he was able to slip out and you know, make plays. But this offense was pathetic yesterday. And when you've got Deshaun Watson, I'm telling you, you've got to play more to his strength. And they have not done that.
What are the odds of Kiki QT playing another complete game this year? Like start to finish?
72%.
That's still not that high.
I think he'll play at the very end. I think he'll play at the very end.
He'll play the whole game.
I think he'll play the last game of the season.
Mm-hmm. I think they might just rest until the playoffs.
I would play him in the Jacksonville game just cause, just to get him a little, just to get him loose and just see what he's got.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like Jacksonville might be looking for blood. I know they're not going to have anything to play for, but I could just see that team being extra, extra nasty.
It's happened before. They've got a really good defense.
I'm kind of scared of that.
I think they've quit.
They've quit.
Division game,
They don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, listen. Doug Marone. I mean, the fact that Doug Marone is still going to be the head coach there tells you all you need to know.
Have they said that yet?
I mean, that's kind of. I mean, I heard Rappaport say it over the weekend that they're going to make a quarterback change, and that's kind of the head of the, you know, the top of their list. But they feel confident with Doug Marone. Why is anybody's guess?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you know, we kicked it with the Lawrence over the weekend, and we literally got into a Friday night slap fight with the Lawrence, because I was defending Blake Bortles with two Jacksonville people.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, I think he can, because we were getting into it about whether or not I think he can become a viable quarterback in the league. And I said, well, look who he's played for. I'm like, he's you know, he's had crap coaches and coordinators he had to work with. Mm-hmm. Give him with a real coordinator and let's see what happens. So in any event, no, I think they'll beat the brakes off the Jacksonville Jaguars in week 17. But these next two games are going to be the creme de la creme to see where this team is at. All right, coming up next. Lamar Miller, hey, listen, man, ain't no missed opportunities as far as number 26 season. And Think Tank on a Monday, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. I need better out of you guys than what we got out of you last week. All right? I know you're able to do so. Let's hear it next, 713-572-4610. Don't go anywhere. It's in the loop. It's Monday.